I wanted to ask you a little bit more about what you just described or were talking about as far as weight. You know, from a purely physical level, at least for me, it's about intake. If I eat less, I'll lose weight. And if I eat more, I won't. But it sounds like you're looking at it from a different, I don't know, point of view or from a metaphysical level. Like you said, you're journaling.
But what I would advise is that you embrace the belief that works for you and enjoy it. Like, if that belief works for you, I wouldn't highly recommend overhauling weight beliefs, because I've been working with it for 4 years and it's not easy. There are books on it. Freedom from Food, Women, Food, and God. I think there's one other one, The Only Diet There Is. It's all about belief systems. But for me and for who I am in the world, now I'm in this weird in-between space, because I don't really believe calories can one-up my mind. And so for me to go to the next level for my game, I would have to stay incredibly conscious anytime I put anything in my mouth. I have not yet mastered that. I know how to eat automatically. I know how to eat unconsciously. I know how to overeat. I know how to forget to eat. And so what manifests then for me, all the beliefs about if you don't eat, your metabolism slows down, if you mix your different food groups, your body can't digest it well. I mean, I have so many conflicting beliefs in there. And the only way to come out of that is a persistent focus. So if you have a belief that works for you, limit intake, then awesome. And yet, tweak it up a notch to empowerment. I get to choose how much I eat, which chooses how I manifest my physical form. But most people don't like their beliefs, and they end up a little bigger than they would like. Isn't that interesting? Because if you have that belief and you know it works, why wouldn't you be exactly the size you want to be? And maybe you are. I'm just commenting on most people.
Well, I think that it's what do you really want? Well, I really enjoy the food, so maybe being a little having a little more weight is not that big a deal. It's all a trade-off. It's what ends up being most important to you, whether being a little unconscious is more important or being...
And that's actually such an empowering statement. That's having a better experience of you in a human body. That's like rocking it. That's awesome. Versus somebody who isn't the size or shape they want and agonizes over it, suffers over it, curses, you know, the food pyramid or, you know, whatever. You know, genetics, whatever. Right? I mean, most of the suffering we create is over things that are out of our control.
Yeah, we got back to that.
Yeah, but what you just described is exactly what the tap meant. Empower yourself to have a good experience of you.
So, do you think you can burn calories with your mind?
Well, there's a lot of people who do that. I mean, there are people who, you know, you're talking monks, that don't eat hardly at all, and then they have this one festival where they just ingest massive amounts of food that would kill anybody else, and it's all gone. You know, they're playing at a whole different frequency. Yeah. So, you know, it's not what is somebody else doing, it's what would give you the most delight in your playground. And the only way to get there is persistent focus, because you're changing things. But yeah, there's, you know, even in countries, weight works differently. It's belief systems.
Like in France, they don't, in general, it could be said that they don't seem to gain the weight from eating pastries like Americans think they gain weight from eating pastries.
Yeah, and it's really different.
Mm. Well, they don't use preservatives. We're all very well preserved. So they're eating fresh ingredients, fresh dairy things, so your body...
But there are a lot of people who eat healthy and clean, and they still get cancer and die. You know, there's not one formula for everybody. You know, I found it so shocking and devastating to wrap my mind to make peace when Ed Szabo died. Because he was doing all the things the metaphysical community teaches, eating clean, He was running. He contributed to the community at a large level. He was a loving father, a fabulous husband. He was living all the things you would expect to live. Proactive, preventative, everything. And he died.
Doesn't that suggest that we maybe have some kind of belief that dying is like failure? Like if you die, you lost?
That's a really good point. Am I looking at it that way?
I think if you die, you win. Because you go to eternity. I think if you die, you're done.
Yeah, maybe he accomplished all he needed to. And, you know, I do believe there's a divine plan, and we don't really control life or death at that level. But I'm saying, from being friends with his wife, you know, she spoke of they did all those things so they could enjoy their retirement together for a long time. So, yeah, from the frequency they did it in, that was a bummer. That was like, I'm doing this because I want to feel good. And so, tricky stuff.
What did he die of?
It was his blood. It was cancer of the blood, not leukemia, but a certain type of leukemia.